Well, I think what you've seen is a fantastic example over the last year or so of how our service is tailored to the needs of the community. So the local team here are passionate, they're engaged, they're listening to what people are telling them, they set the local priorities, and as a result you've seen a 25% reduction in crime, an 8% reduction in antisocial behaviour, and people feel more confident and engaged with their police service. And the quality of the staff that I've just met this morning I think is really inspiring.
This is obviously one of the success stories, yeah, but perhaps other areas of challenge as you come into the job that you'll be facing?
Well, I think that any job brings new challenges, and part of my challenge is understanding the environment I'm operating in. So this afternoon I'm heading to the north, Inverness, Dingwall and some of the islands. So, you know, it is about starting to understand how do we bring all the benefits of Police Scotland to all of the people of Scotland. So around the high-end threats, around serious and organised crime, terrorism, child sexual exploitation, cyber, the national response is first class here, and that's necessary for the next 10 years. What we also need to do is make sure our local service, you know, sort of traditional policing, is relevant and understands the communities it serves. So, you know, policing demands in a place like Edinburgh and Glasgow will be different from the Highlands and Islands and the borders. And I, you know, the next part of the journey is to make sure that staff are able to tailor their services to those communities.